Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Burleson for the double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski bunts towards the mound. Stone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Essien and he is out, Horta applying the tag. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Horta reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Garr reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott bunts in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Fisk moves to second. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo is walked intentionally. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. Zisk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Soderholm is walked intentionally. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Bell reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. Johnson scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Paxton now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Bell scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Larry Anderson now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Carbo moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.